back on one of my favorite guests ever is prophet, teacher, and evangelist, author, ancient archaeologist, Jonathan Gray. And Jonathan, last week we had on Dr. Bob Teal, who's part of the Worldwide Church of God, and I guess they're one of their latest incarnations. You guys say a lot of similar things to what I say, and as time goes on and we research more, we're coming together with more and more questions about things like the apocalyptic nature of the Trump-Pence. I like to look at the terms. God's got a sense of humor. You know, the fact that the administration in 2 days will be trumpets, I call it the trumpets of God, there's no doubt whatsoever there's apocalyptic and issues going on, where Agenda 2030, the last September, at the start of the 120th Shemitah year since the Jubilee year since the birth of Adam, and is an agenda that the Vatican is clearly saying, and many of the things that even Donald Trump is going to do that are actually going to fix America or make it safer, is going to prepare the way for a future that is very apocalyptic. So let's go through some of the prophetic and apocalyptic things that are happening. We're all set, Jonathan. I know you're there. For some reason or other, you can't hear me. Let's see. Yeah, I know I've been messaging him, so we're okay. So I'll continue for a moment. Okay, when we're going to have on Thursday, tomorrow, on the third hour, we'll be having Tim Alexander, but we'll also have Dr. Bob Teal. His book now is available on Amazon. So if you go to, you know, Dr. Bob Teal's list of books, his book actually is, from what I understand, going to be downloadably available. I think in the next the next 4 days, it's still going to be available free. Let me see here. Dr. Bob Teal, let's see, I'm looking at all his books. He's got a fairly few here. Yeah, welcome, Dr. Jonathan. So I gave you a big promo. We had on last week Dr. Bob Teal, and he had 20 points as to why Donald Trump and Mike Pence are apocalyptic. Now, and just to say the good and the bad and the ugly and the wonderful about Donald Trump, the first thing is that I'm happy that he's there. But there's some areas that I have grave concerns over. First off, we know that he counterpunches on Twitter, and he has a bit of a potty mouth. I'd say diagnostically, he's got a touch of Asperger's syndrome, and he's a tough guy that's been dealing with heavy real estate in New York and around the world. He has transitioned from being pro-abortion to being pro-life. He's transitioned from being what I call a marginal Christian to being a baby Christian that can easily have his ego massaged by the wrong people. Some of the people he's surrounded himself with give me concern. No, with no doubt whatsoever. Some of the things he's going to do, we have to do, like Mike Pompeo from the CIA. But I'm very concerned that Mike Pompeo, while he sits up a surveillance system to monitor the 9.7 million Muslims in America that believe in Sharia law, 51%, he's also going to negatively affect America by setting up the surveillance state, which anybody should have some concern over. He's going to do things financially that are going to make America strong, but also make America so presently powerful, whether it's our military refurbishing or U.S. space shield, so nobody can strike America or our allies with nuclear weapons. On the other hand, he's going to literally put the power in the hands of a future administration that if they say something, the world better dance or else. And that concerns me, that America will be stronger, it'll survive economic devastation, but it may also put America in a position that America will become the prescient superpower of on Earth, and he's walking in some ways into a pathway that in a sense is a trap. And the statements by the current Pope, the Jesuit Pope, who worships Lucifer as the father of Yeshua Jesus, I mean, this is pretty bizarre but true, unfortunately. And I've seen the actual ceremony in Latin because I speak Latin and studied it back in high school, that we have some very grave concerns on a number of things like Agenda 2030 and what the globalists are doing, and even the name of the administration, Trump-Pence, tells us we better aware that there's going to be very positive things about Trump and Pence, and I'm very pleased by that, but I'm also very concerned. Concerned that the wrong advisors are there, that responses and pathways that are taken that may seem good at first, but remember what the Bible says, you know, the pathway to sin is what is to do what is good in our own eyes. Now, we can't know exactly what guides Trump, but you have to understand he is a high-level Scottish Rite Royal Arch Mason. Now, we have to understand that America was founded by Masons using what's called the white side of Luciferianism. Now, a lot of people that are Christians don't understand this. And they don't understand that when America was founded on positive principles, just like the Mormon Church, which is completely Masonic, was founded on Mormon principles. Some of them are godly principles that literally Lucifer puts forward as the what we call the white hats that are doing good on Earth, just like the Shriners, who have the Shriner hat that comes from Fez, Morocco, that do good things for the Shrine Hospital for the last 90 years to help little disabled kids and kids with cancer. So the population otherwise is very deceived by what I call the white knights of high-level Masonism when they do good things, godly things, and remarkable things with very little global resistance. So I want you to kind of talk to these issues because I don't think most average Christians hear this side of it when they go to church.
No, they don't. The truth is, Dr. Bill, that all of this, what's happening right now and the direction America is going, I've been saying it for years. This is what's in Bible prophecy. Revelation 13 speaks about America specifically. There's two powers coming up into world domination. One is the Vatican, and the second one is America in the New World. And both are mentioned and specifically described, and they're fulfilling. And what Trump is about to do is fulfilling precisely what Bible prophecy says is the direction America is going.
Yeah, there's three things Trump's going to do that's going to make America the prescient superpower and the dictator of Earth, whether he likes it or not. By the way, my grandmother, until she was 22, spoke Celtic. And in fact, Iona, which is a little town in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, is the repository of Celtic lore and so on. And Cape Breton, Nova Scotia is actually more Celtic than Scotland or Ireland. There's more people that speak Celtic or spoke Celtic completely before they spoke English than any other place on Earth. Okay? And what you have to understand is the name Donald Trump, if you actually translate it from Celtic, says, this is what his name says in Celtic, the ruler of the world. Is that interesting or what, prophetically?
Very interesting.
That's what his name means in Celtic, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you have to understand, there's three things he's going to do. And this guy is a hell of a lot more brilliant, excuse my English, heck of a lot more brilliant, than people give him credit-wise in terms of business. He's dealt with the toughest business group on Earth, including the Jews of New York City and around the world, and he's built and worked with everybody, Russians, Chinese, anybody. And he's built a giant business. Now, a lot of people get money from their relatives, like his father, but they never build a business like this guy. He's an Energizer bunny. He's got pretty damn good health for 70 years of age. He doesn't drink or smoke, and he's got a clear idea of what he wants to do, and he's definitely a white hat. In other words, this man is energized to do what is good, quote, in his own eyes. Now, you have to understand that, because a lot of people don't. When America was founded at the Green Dragon Pub, it was founded by high-level white knight Masons. I want you to expand on that, because a lot of people don't understand there's a dark side to Satanism and there's a bright side. And they misunderstand the intellect of Lucifer. The brightest and most intelligent being in the universe, other than the Creator God, is the angel of light, the son of the morning, Lucifer, the bringer of light. And people don't grasp that, do they?
No, they see the bright side and the light shining, and they think, oh, this must be from God.
Right.
That's quite wrong. The Bible is very specific. It says that he will transform himself into an angel of light for the purpose that he wants to fulfill in the need at the time.
Right.
And people will see that side and think, oh, this is good. Let's follow it.
Yeah. So if we say the average human being has an IQ of 103, Lucifer's IQ is 104 billion. How's that? Now, if you think you can compete with an intellect like that without this Creator God inside your soul leading you to know that the definition and the benchmark of good, and remember it's put in the Bible about the being cast out of Eden, right? Now, people have this allegory and they don't really understand what it meant allegorically, and I'm going to try to explain this. I want you to kind of give some archaeological. The area where they think it was at the eastern side of the Persian Gulf, up near that area. Where they think it was. The other area that they think might have been down in the area of Yemen. at the southwest end near the bottom of the Red Sea. They think we're the actually moving to the physical place of Eden. But in terms of the allegory, it said that they listened to Lucifer, who told them they will be as the Most High, knowing both good and evil, and taking from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. What it meant is, you didn't need to pray to God to know what was good or evil. You simply knew because you were so brilliant. Because remember, they had named all the creatures on earth. The intellect of Adam and Eve was so beyond the average intellect nowadays, it's not even funny. Okay? And remember, they lived almost 1,000 years. So what we're dealing with is a super intellect that was pumped up by Lucifer to think, hey, you don't need to consult with God to know what is good or evil. You're already made perfect. You're great. So Lucifer's pumping them up and giving them an ego trip like a lot of people in Hollywood or these politicians like Barack Obama, who's socially a genius. I mean, this guy would make a natural late-night TV host. That's why people have even talked, even in Fox News, hey, what do you think you should do after he quits? Well, if you want to, him and I could go in and become TV hosts. And I was watching, you know, Greg Gutfeld, and I'm thinking, this woman is actually saying truth. Barack Obama's is a horrifying president, but he's not an idiot. He's done exactly what his master Satan wants him to do, is to deconstruct America. Now, what Donald Trump is doing is to construct a super state America that's going to have three things. Number one, it will be the pressing super military power on earth, which means the space shield in 2 terms in 8 years will work, which means there is no way at all that any nation can strike America with a missile, with a chemical, biological, or radiological weapon. Number two, he will build up our military, so nobody will squeak sideways. And as I said before, just jokingly yesterday, that what will happen is he'll give a bill to Taiwan and to South Korea and Japan for the nuclear weapons we already have staged there that they haven't paid for, but they're going to get a bill. Which means if countries like China don't play ball in terms of trade deals, the ultimate response will be, you don't really want to have your country nuked in 8 to 12 minutes and vaporized into a cloud of radioactive dust. Okay? The same goes with Russia, who doesn't have the power. They have a remilitarized nuclear force, and they could probably do Armageddon. But they also have to know that not only from space, but also with their military forces and their nuclear weapons, there wouldn't be a square inch of Russia that would be habitable, even though it covers 7 time zones. So the Russians already know that economically, if they don't play ball, all Trump has to do is literally call his banking buddies with the SWIFT system and completely freeze all the $40 billion funds of not only Mr. Putin, who's like a mafia don, but all the other oligarchs. So they're literally squeezed in about 20 minutes, okay? So game over. So that's the second thing, our military. The third is financial. What he's doing is he wants to move to the gold standard. Now, if you move the dollar to the gold standard, 90% of currency on the planet is denominated in U.S. Federal Reserve dollars, and you review the Fed system, so then you tie it to like Bretton Woods, which has happened after World War II. Every currency on earth is tied to an exchange rate with the dollar. So the dollar has absolute pressing control of the economy on earth. And then what you do, like Janet Yellen's talking about, is you move it toward a cashless system where you don't even have to have physical dollars anymore. Everything is biometric. So you have a war on cash. And in fact, they want to have this war on cash for 3 reasons. The first reason is they want to monitor every transaction. So if you're a Muslim and you're sending money to a Wahhabist that's actually going to blow up a building, you know exactly what the account transfer was, what it was for, et cetera, et cetera, and you've got total pressing control, and it's not going to happen. Number two, you want to make sure that you get your percentage of taxes at the point of transaction, which is where taxing is going to move from a base rate of 15% or whatever for businesses to a tax of transaction. That's going to happen too. And the third thing is that if America decides to literally press the alt-delete button, any economy on earth just disappears in a microsecond. So those things, when they're laid in place, probably not during Trump's administration, because this guy's a white knight, but after he's gone, because you guarantee the globalists and the Satanists are planning their retakeover of the U.S. government, either 8 years from now or 12 years from now, whatever it happens to be that's laid out. And I can guarantee you the things that Donald Trump's going to do will make America literally the base. And I've said this, and I'm the only one saying it. And by the way, as I said when I talked to Johnny Baptist, who wanted me to do his Revelation Radio the other day on Sunday night, But he wanted to lay out the groundwork of what I was able to talk about and not talk about. Now, I want people to understand this. I consider you, Jonathan Gray, a prophet. And there's certain things you know that you could write on two or three 5x5 cards that you know are not your opinion. They're thus saith the Lord. God spoke to you. The same with me. I don't know everything. I know a few things that are not my opinion, but they're thus saith the Lord. And one of those things is that America will be the platform in the future for the beast dictator, and the U.S. president, not this one, but in the future, will be the beast dictator of the Bible, along with the Vatican. Those will be the two primary people that are going to run the earth into the ground. It's not going to be ahead of Brussels or a new refurbished Europe. There's going to be a rise of Fortress Europe. That's a generation away. It's not going to be a Russian. It's not going to be a Chinese dictator like Mr. Ma from Alibaba. It's going to be a U.S. president. Now, I'm the only one saying that. And by the way, because it's not my opinion, it's a prophetic word that people need to heed or they're going to suffer for it. And he didn't want that said because he said it would offend people. I said, you know, there's certain benchmarks you have to say. For example, that the tribulation must start by rabbinic law from Zefed, which is north of the Sea of Genesaret, by rabbinic law and by every prophetic word that the Bible interprets itself from 2 Peter 2:10 has to occur on Sukkot. That's another thing, the fact I have to say. I don't know when it's going to start. It could be a generation from now. But I can tell you, at some future administration from America is going to be the basis for the mark of the beast, which, by the way, is going to come from America. It's not coming from Brussels or from Moscow or China or anywhere else. It's going to come from the United States. Now, it may freak out Christians to think that, but, you know, prophets are not there to kind of smooth their feathers. I'm there to ruffle their feathers and say, thus saith the Lord. Now, I don't know everything, but a few things I know are what I call unlocking codes to tell you if you heed these things, you'll know that when you see Donald Trump and Mike Pence being inaugurated in 2 days, it's very damn prophetic. And I'm not saying these are evil men. They're doing the right things in their own eyes. Many of them are really good Christians, like Mike Pence is pro-life, and they may strike down Roe versus Wade. But the groundwork they're going to lay will lay it for a future administration that will force the world into a satanic cabal and a death grip on the whole planet called Armageddon. What do you think?
Well, Dr. Bill, you're thinking in the right direction for sure. There's no doubt about that. My basis, apart from general study, is the Word of God, which is, in this particular instance, it's the Book of Revelation, chapter 13.
Right.
And we've never really gone through that chapter on here, but basically, it does identify those two powers I mentioned earlier.
Let's go through that. I did my net ranting enough. I want you for the rest of the hour to kind of really go through this, because a lot of people don't realize that I select people like yourself, that I do believe have prophetic words. There's a whole collective of, a small collective of people that have a prophetic word that doesn't conflict with each other, that literally speaks into, should speak into the lives of what I call the Philadelphia Christians to get ready like the sons of Issachar for what's coming.
Well, the scripture is very, very clear in first of all, identifying the papal power, which is the big representative of Lucifer on planet Earth, and has been since its inception,
exactly,
more than 1,000 years ago.
Right.
And it's pulling all the strings. Now, we won't go into that part. That's a subject on its own, Dr. Bill, and we'd need a whole hour to go through that. But but let's go to the second one. In Revelation chapter 13, and right through the book of Revelation, specifically in the books of Daniel and Revelation, you have world powers identified, and history shows beyond any doubt that these prophecies have come true.
Exactly. Let's go through that analysis, because you do it intellectually in a way that's so superior, you can't dispute it. I'll be back in a moment with Jonathan Gray in just a moment.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
And so, Jonathan, it's your stage. There's three groups of information. The prophetic, which you hear from the Most High God, and it also has to agree with the Bible, both Old and New Testament. The second is analytic. You've done a remarkable job. I tell people, if you're listening to this program, you must get all your books and videos and tapes and so on, especially your latest DVD set. My wife, when she saw them, this is the most profound Christian teachings and the most analytically clean and honest and logical that she's ever seen. And by the way, my wife, Michelle, is pretty dang brilliant. She's amazing. And she shows serious respect for you. She considers you the tip of the top in terms of prophetic authors and someone speaking about our current circumstances. So when people just take the speculative, which I classify people like Johnny Baptist, and they don't either have the analytic analysis or the prophetic, it's not good. Those are groups I call false prophets, because they can confuse people with information that either doesn't agree with what the Bible says, or they're not speaking prophetically with something that has to agree with the Bible. Pretty significant. So please continue.
Well, Dr. Bill, maybe we should divide this up into a couple of broadcasts. Maybe my next one we'll go into the American side, but we now do the first power that's mentioned in Revelation 13, and that'll set the stage for the second power, which we follow on in my next broadcast with you.
Yeah, we may need to do some more frequent broadcasts, because this is pretty. The first 100 days of the Trump administration are going to lay the groundwork. As it says, for the Philadelphia Christians, they're going to know very clearly when they see what Donald Trump and Mike Pence are going to do in their, I call their titans, billionaire titans. They're going to know very that we are in what I call the birth pangs, which is the warm-up for the tribulation. Mm. They'll need to know that things are really starting to rock and roll. Please continue.
Okay, well, let's lay the foundation. And I think probably the best place to zero in on for a little while here is the prophecy in Daniel chapter 7, which speaks of four beasts. Now, in the prophecies, it explains the four beasts as four kingdoms, each to follow one after the other, starting with Babylon in the days of Daniel, succeeded by Medo-Persian Empire, which was succeeded by Grecia, which was succeeded by the Roman Empire. And these four are described in such detail that there's no mistaking what is being spoken of at all.
Right.
But the focus of interest then has gone west, from east to west, until we're looking down at Rome, the center of the Roman Empire. And then it says that this power will be split up into 10 divisions. Now, history has recorded those 10 divisions as the 10 nations of Western Europe, minus three, because three of them were wiped out. Now, we're not going to go into what these are today, except that to say that the Alemanni were the Germans, the Franks were the French, the Anglo-Saxons were the British, and the Lombards were the Italians, and so on. And they can be identified, they are identified by historians, that Rome did split up into the 10 divisions of Western Europe precisely as the prophecy said. History shows that did happen. But then the prophecy says that another little power is going to come up and uproot three of them, just like one tooth coming up in the mouth and uprooting three other teeth. And that this power is going to arise after the breakup of the Roman Empire, after those 10 kingdoms have emerged. It'll arise up among them, so it's a European power. It will uproot, that means eliminate three of them, which it did. And they were the Ostrogoths, the Vandals, and the Heruli. Well, we can go into that perhaps another time, but it's very, very interesting how the prophecy says that the Vatican that's going to rise up is going to uproot three of these. And then it will be different from the others because it's going to be religious as well as political. And it's going to speak great words in the place of God, which the papacy has been doing. In other words, we have the place of God on earth, and if you want to have a choice between the laws of God and the laws of the Vatican, you have to obey the laws of the Vatican or just watch out. That's in their writings.
Right.
In other words, that's speaking great words in place of God. It will wage persecution and war against those that follow the Bible. It will change times and laws of God. It will prevail over the nations for 1,260 years. It will receive a deadly wound. Now, going back into history, in the year 538,
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And so please continue, Jonathan. I know you've got some interesting benchmarks. You mentioned the church was to prosper like 1,200 and some years after the founding by Constantine, who literally was a pagan. They tried to say something like he had a deathbed conversion. It's like, come on, that's another part of garbage.
Yeah.
And so let's go through some of these dates of prophetic things. And these numbers are in the Bible, so you don't have to invent them.
Yes, they're in the Bible.
Right.
The prophecy actually states that this little power that was going to come up in Europe in replacement of the Roman Empire was going to uproot three nations. Well, this power did emerge in Rome, and three nations resisted it. And these three were the Vandals, the Ostrogoths, and the Heruli. And they were destroyed by the papal forces of Rome with the help of Emperor Justinian, who'd gone over to Constantinople and left the Pope in charge of the Western area. And the two worked together, church and state, Rome, the papacy, with Emperor Justinian. And they made these three nations extinct. Now, history says the nations actually were exterminated. And they became extinct. Finally, in the year 538, the extinction was complete, and the Pope took possession of the city of Rome after the emperor decreed that he should be the head of all churches in the world. Thus began the 1260-year political reign of the papacy. Now, it's interesting that some of the early reformers, like John Wesley, read the same prophecy, and they worked out the years, and they said, well, she began her political independence in 538. You add 1260, that means 1798. And John Wesley, in the mid-1700s, says it's not long now before she receives her deadly wound. He knew what the prophecy was. He studied it.
Wow.
And then in the year 1798, Napoleon's general Berthier marched into the Vatican, pulled the Pope off his throne, threw him into prison, and abolished the papal power of the Vatican, and the papacy was declared to be extinct. That was in 1798.
Isn't that interesting?
Isn't it? Exactly after 1260 years, as predicted. Now, the prophecy, however, says that the deadly wound will be healed. Now, it was 1929 before the territory was given back to the Vatican, physical, political territory, and that was done with Mussolini, the friend of Hitler. And they signed a pact, and by this Lateran Treaty, the papacy got back the Vatican and its physical territory. Now, then the prophecy says that all the world will wonder or wander or follow the papacy. Now, that is coming, and you can see it. There's never been a more popular man in the history of the papacy than our present Pope, Francis. He is a superstar in the eyes of the world.
Yeah, and by the way, it's not just Catholics. It's Protestants, it's Shamans, it's Muslims, it's basically anybody, including atheists and agnostics. Everybody is into the big tent of the Vatican, aren't they?
Oh, yes, they all are. And it's very, very interesting that when you go into this, I think what I'm going to say, I'll leave it for another broadcast. We'll just go straight into this first beast continuing.
Right.
It says that the dragon power gave him his power, his seat, and great authority. Now, the dragon power was the Roman Emperor,
right.
The Roman Empire. Their flag was the dragon.
Right.
And, of course, they worked for the dragon behind the scenes, the unseen one, Lucifer.
Right.
And he was their god. And when the Vatican took over from the empire, it became a continuation of the empire. And, of course, history records that it was a continuation. And primarily the dragon is Satan, but historically the Roman Empire is the earthly power used by Satan to destroy the Savior of the world. It says the dragon stood before the woman that was about to be delivered. That's Jesus Christ.
I got an important question to ask you, though. We have legs of the Roman Empire, and we have the toes and feet of clay and iron.
Yes.
Does that mean one of the legs is the eastern leg of that split Catholic Church that occurred 900 some years ago? That is the Orthodox Church. Does it mean the Orthodox Church comes back under this global power?
Oh, yes, so, it does.
Which means the Orthodox Church in Syria, in Russia, and in the eastern republics of the former Soviet Union, that in fact, that amalgamation back to the other leg is going to rejoin, in a sense.
Yes, and it's already rejoining in a sense too, Dr. Bill, because after the Pope visited Russia, he visited the Patriarch of the Orthodox Church in Russia, and then he visited Putin, and straight after his visit, the Russian government passed a law that nobody can worship in their homes or on the streets or in any building except those approved by Putin, and that represented the Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church of Russia. They were exempt from that law. All other religions were not allowed to worship freely from now on. That's happening right now.
Oh, that's really interesting. How long was that visit by the Pope?
Just a few days, and that only happened a few months ago.
Right. Yeah, I thought it was in December, I think, or November of last year.
Oh, it could have been 12 months ago.
Yeah, so it's really soon. Okay, well, that's significant, because a lot of people see Putin as like a modern living, Russian Orthodox St. Paul. But they have to understand that he is standing in a place of, in a sense, being lockstep with a false prophet.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Now,
that's yes, that, okay.
That's true, yeah. Now, what we're looking at here is further descriptions in Revelation to identify this power that is going to stand in the place of God, and it's going to have names of blasphemy. Now, if you look at blasphemy as defined in the Bible, because Scripture must interpret Scripture, we can't just put our own imagination into what we want to believe.
Right.
Jesus Christ was accused of blasphemy on two counts. When he claimed to be God in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, he was accused of blasphemy because he was only a man claiming to be God, they said. That was blasphemy. The second definition of blasphemy, when Jesus said, your sins are forgiven you, they said, you're blaspheming because only God can forgive sins. Now, the Vatican claims that the Pope is actually God on earth.
Right.
And I could give quotations by the score. I don't think we need to do that, but if anyone wants evidence, we've got it.
You've got the score sheet is what you're saying.
We've got the score sheet and only Vatican quotes.
Right.
Quotes by the Roman Catholic Vatican system itself saying the Pope is God on earth. He even has power over angels, so that if angels depart from the faith, he can excommunicate them and throw them out of heaven. That's the power of the Pope.
Well, one of the latest things that he's done with the expansion of the Zika virus is absolve mothers and fathers that abort their Zika-affected infant child in utero from any sin.
Yes, and which only God can do.
And he's done that preemptively. In other words, he said, no, don't worry about it. Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I can do it. Yeah, and of course, when they bring the wafer down, they present the wafer in the Mass, and they say this actually, when the priest says those magic words, hoc est corpus diem, that wafer, even though it tastes like a wafer, and even though it looks like a wafer, it has now miraculously turned into the body of Jesus Christ. And so then the priest makes a statement, I am the creator of my creator. What else can you call me but another God?
Right. And not only that, the thing is it's turning Jesus into a human sacrifice.
That is right. When the scripture says he only had one sacrifice forever.
Right.
Now, the claim to forgive sins, likewise. You give money to help build St. Peter's and you'll be forgiven for all your sins and also the sins of your relatives in purgatory. This is blasphemy, and the Bible says that this power will do such things and will claim to forgive the power to forgive sins, that even God has to do what they ask him.
You had an interesting
They order him, they tell him to do it, and God will have to obey.
You had an interesting quote that you mentioned in one of the previous shows about when the sound of the in the collection box, the money goes clink, and the soul springs forth from purgatory.
That is right. Yes. As soon as the money goes in the till, the soul springs out of purgatory. So money will save you.
Yeah.
If you're too poor, then you've got no hope.
Right. You need to have rich relatives pop some money in the collection plate or buy a novena, which is to pay money to have a special mass for your soul can get out of purgatory. It's like the latest dispensations given by the president, including Manning, who just got released after a 47-year sentence. So he's going to get out this spring after trying to commit suicide twice in prison for releasing 750,000 pages of documents, which, by the way, Julian Assange never did. They have a policy not to release documents that will put people in danger. Manning, who committed a major crime, is being released because he's a tranny, number one. He's a transgender. And number two, he's psychotic, so he tried to commit suicide. But Obama wants to make a point. And again, remember, Obama is not an idiot. He's a Satanist. People have to grasp that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's not a moron. When people try to say, yeah, he's got a personality, he's likable as a late-night TV host, but he's a Satanist. In fact, one of the things that's very obvious is if you look at some of his reverse speech and look at it, we've done this, when he had the saying, yes, we can, he was saying, thank you, Satan. And it was clear as a bell. I mean, you don't have to praise. Oh, my gosh. This guy is a full-force Satanist.
Hmm. Very good.
Yeah. Please.
Now, as we go further into the prophecy, Dr. Bill, we find that further identification points are given.
Right.
Now, in Revelation chapter 17, it says that there is a harlot controlling the beast. Now, the beast is a political power, and the political power received its deadly wound after 1260 years of ruling, but then that deadly wound was to be healed, so its political power was to come back. Then all the world will follow it. Now, that's still coming, and it's getting more and more so every day. But then it says that a woman, a harlot, is controlling the beast, the political power. So here you've got, now in the Bible, a woman is symbolic of a church. Right through the Bible, in Bible prophecy, every time it speaks of a woman, it's speaking of a church, religious power. When it speaks of a beast, it's speaking of a political power. So here we have a woman, a religious power, ruling, controlling the political power. And the two are one, virtually. She is arrayed in purple and scarlet, the colours of the cardinals and the priests, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. It's a rich church, a wealthy church. And she's called the mother of harlots. In other words, she has daughter churches that play spiritual harlot with her. Now, we have churches that have come out from Rome, and now they're going back to her again.
Right.
And that's why the Pope said that he's celebrating this last year, this final year of the Protestant Reformation. On October the 31st, 2017, which is the anniversary of Martin Luther nailing his 95 theses and declaring the Protestant Reformation as alive, the Pope is going to declare it dead. 500 years have gone by, and
wow,
those who are controlling the harlots now are going back to Mother.
My gosh. And you can see that with a lot of the Christian churches walking lockstep with the Vatican now.
A lot of them
are so-called, I use a sneaky term, I call them, instead of evangelicals, I call them evil jellyfish.
Yes. Okay. So here we, just to reiterate, this power received its seat and authority from the Roman Empire. This is what prophecy said. This power would rule the world for 1260 years. Then it would receive a deadly wound which would later heal. It's both a political and a religious power because people will worship it. It would tamper with God's law and change the times in God's law. It would have a leader who claims to be God on earth and have power to forgive sins. It's a mother church because daughters have come out of her and going back to her. It makes war with the people of God and those that are obedient to him in the end times. And the whole world will wonder at its restoration and its power again. And it will have a man at the head of it with a number of his name, a number adding up to 666. Now, every pope, when he is made a pope, takes a new title, which is Vicarius Filii Dei. In Latin, that means in place of the Son of God, standing in the place of God,
right,
Jesus Christ. Now, if you add up the letters of that name and the numerals have values, it adds up precisely to the 666, which identifies it. And it also has a dreaded mark, which, if received, will cause a person to be cast into the lake of fire and lose eternal life. Now, there's just some of the things in the prophecy, but it also says that this city, this woman is a great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. Now, what church is also a city? And what city was reigning over the kings of the earth at the time that John the Apostle wrote the book of Revelation? There was only one city, and everybody knew what it was. It was Rome. And so Rome is a city. Which church has the name of a city? Roman Catholic. It's the Church of Rome.
Right.
So there you have very clearly a world power that's going to come into prominence in the end times, based in Rome, which is religious and political, and fulfills all the specifications given in prophecy, so we have never any doubt. There's no one need never be confused as to what power is being spoken of.
Right, and by the way, the Vatican received the delegation from the Palestinian state when 72 world leaders met last week with John Kerry to actually declare a two-state solution. And the Vatican led the entire thing, and it received the Palestinians and said that they deserve to have statehood. So leading the entire thing is the Vatican.
She's leading it all.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not and Barack Obama. Barack Obama's kind of chasing after it. Barack Obama is trying to see if he can kind of work with Kerry to try to get a two-state solution so they can get some kind of credit. But it's the Vatican that's doing all of it, basically.
Yes, that is true. And the power behind all the powers is the Vatican. In fact, a representative of the European Union made a statement recently saying we are all Jesuits. The leaders of all the countries are Jesuits. We've infiltrated to the...
Why are they being so honest? I mean, what's the purpose of that?
I guess they know now that nothing can defeat them, and they might as well come out and boast about it.
Well, there's a Masonic principle called hoodwinking, and you're probably familiar. By telling the truth in plain statements that no one will believe because it's so over the top.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's amazing stuff.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So, Jonathan, please continue. We're going to be back in 2 weeks, and we'll be talking about the other power, or other great power, which is America.
America.
And by the way, people need to know, and I put you in this class, there's a number of people that we bring on the program that I do believe they have a prophetic word and they have an analytic word that fits with the Bible. Those two first classes of information people desperately need to know. because it's going to prepare their hearts and their spirits and prepare them in other ways for what's coming, because we are in the birth pangs.
Yes, yes we are.
Yeah, please continue.
Now, what I'd like to say, Dr. Bill, in the short time here remaining, is that there is only one power on the face of the earth that fits all the Bible specifications for it, and as we saw, this power is the Vatican Papacy.
Right.
But did you know that from the time of the Reformation, from the time of Martin Luther, until the late 1800s, the vast majority of Protestant scholars firmly believed that this beast was snarling right in front of them. They believed it was exactly as the Bible said. And that was the understanding of Martin Luther, Philip Melanchthon, Luther's friend,
right.
John Calvin, John Knox, the translators of the King James Bible, John Wesley, Sir Isaac Newton, Thomas Cranmer, Matthew Henry, Charles Spurgeon, and countless others.
These are people of what we call giant intellects that translated the Bible accurately, that studied the history, and there was no wavering, because, like a locksmith, because the Bible interprets itself, there really wasn't a lot of, dispersion of viewpoints. There were some core viewpoints that you have in your videos and your books that everybody agrees on if they actually have a clean and honest intellect.
Well, it's only today that confusion is coming in, because infiltrators are trying to destroy our understanding of what God's trying to tell us.
Well, both in the Catholic and the Christian Church, and even in the Orthodox Church, they're trying to sway them to think, go back to what we call the vomit of ancient Rome. And by the way, after that, they brought in the rosary, which is basically very similar to the Muslim rosary. They brought in purgatory, which is, again, a pagan idea. They brought in lots of things that were there. The Mariology stuff has really expanded dramatically over the last 1,000 years in the Catholic Church. There's one church in Arizona that the entire church and basilica is completely dedicated to Mary. In fact, in many cases, I had a magazine for National Geographic about a year and a half ago that said the most powerful woman on earth, and it's a picture of Mary. And if you actually look at the Mariology visions and the Mary worship, it's a way greater than the worship of Jesus.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
And it's totally under the Vatican. I mean, this is not under any other religious group. And by the way, it fits in with the three daughters of Allah. And remember, one of them, her, in a sense, is Miriam, is literally a archetype of Mary. And in fact, one of the statements of my friend Nicholas Saliba, who's a stonemason around the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and the Al-Aqsa Mosque, said in Arabic, it says, right around the Stone of Abraham, which is inside, that Allah did not have any son, but he had three daughters. And one of them is an archetype of Mary. So Mariology is very deep inside Islam as well, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. Because Rome created Islam.
Yeah. And by the way, this wasn't not Syriac Christians or Eastern Orthodox. It was Roman Christianity collaborating with Muhammad. We want to talk about that, too. Thank you, Jonathan. Everybody go to beforeus.com. Get these amazing books and videos. You need to know the truth before the time of the end. We're in the birth pangs. 2 days to the Trump-Pence administration. They are men doing good in their own eyes. I support them, but you need to know America is getting prepared to be the final power on earth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.